USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Biden administration wants Congress to approve an arms deal that is worth more than $1 billion to Taiwan. It's due to increased tensions with China over the island nation's status. The State Department has signed off on three separate proposed deals on Friday. If approved by Congress, the deals will send contractor logistics support for Taiwan's surveillance radar program, plus missiles along with related equipment. A spokesperson for the State Department says the U.S. being able to provide defense weapons to Taiwan quickly is essential to the island's security. The Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine has been disconnected to its last external power line, but the head of a UN nuclear watchdog says that the plant was still able to run electricity through a reserve line amid sustained shelling in the area. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
For the second time in a week, NASA has scrubbed the launch of its crew capsule into lunar orbit. A fuel leak is the cause of Saturday's launch being canceled. Earlier in the week, escaping hydrogen was to blame. No word on when NASA might try again. Bill Nelson, the agency's administrator, says they'll go when it's ready.
We don't go until then, and especially now, on a test flight, because we're going to stress this and test it. And test that heat shield and make sure it's right before we put four humans up on the top of it.
If extensive repairs are needed, the capsule could be in the hangar until October. Corey Wayne Patterson took off in two charges of grand larceny and making terroristic threats for stealing an airplane and circling the skies of northern Mississippi Saturday morning. He could face federal charges on top of that. At one point, Patterson threatened to crash into a Walmart in Tupelo. You are listening to USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
A report released this week indicates that work needs to be done to protect female soldiers.
The Defense Department released a report on Thursday that indicated an increase in sexual assault victims among women in the military. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this is a priority for the president, as one sexual assault is too many.
The president has been clear about making sure we implement real change to rid our ranks of this crime. That is why he signed an executive order in January 2022 making sexual harassment a named military offense.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
At least nine migrants were found dead in the Rio Grande after dozens attempted to cross the river near Eagle Pass, Texas. Border Patrol made the discovery Thursday while responding to a large group of people trying to cross after days of heavy rain that resulted in swift currents. At least 37 were rescued. The last leader the Soviet Union knew was laid to rest on Saturday. Mikhail Gorbachev, the man and the policies that gave Russians hope, were both mourned. His reforms have been credited for ending the Cold War, and he precipitated the breakup of the Soviet Union, which he called the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. Notably absent, Russian President Vladimir Putin, who claimed to be too busy to attend. Gorbachev died on Tuesday. He was 91 years old. Online at USARadio.com, I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.